Good afternoon, lovely people. I know it has been a whole minute. No, it's been some time since the last time I came on here, and every time I go a long period of time without recording and I come back, there's always something different. I either change the name of the podcast or the purpose of it, which in this case, it's no different. So I actually decided to go ahead. This is 2022. And so it's new start, new podcast, just a different mindset for me. And we're gonna take a journey. You're gonna find out why I think the way that I think. I do some of the things that I do. I react the way that I react. I'm going to find out some things about myself on this journey. And so I decided to rename this podcast Between a Rock and a Scarred Place. That is named after my book titled the same name, Between a Rock and a Scarred Place. And I don't know why I didn't name the podcast that from the very beginning. I tried everything else and it just did not stick. So this will be the final change. This is going to be the name of the podcast. And that is that. So now that we have gotten that out the way, hello, lovely people. How are you all doing? I just want to apologize because I have not been the most consistent when it comes to the podcast. And I'll give you some reasons. Number one, because I get intimidated. Everybody is creating a podcast these days. Everybody is creating content and being entrepreneurs and hustling and grinding and having all of these different streams of income. And that can be quite intimidating. It really can. It can really mess your confidence up because you're like, well, why would somebody want to listen to me? Like, all these people out here saying the same thing that I'm saying, but you know what? Everybody's not saying the same thing that I'm saying. And I'm me. Can't nobody else be me? Nobody else. There's nobody else like me. I am who I am. And another reason is I always felt like I needed somebody else. Like, I felt like, and don't get me wrong, like, I would love to have a co-host. I would love to have someone to be able to bounce ideas off of, but I was afraid. I thought that I felt like I can't do my podcast because I need someone else. I need someone else to be on this podcast and talking back to me and making comments. And I felt like I needed that. I felt like I could not do it successfully on my own. And today I just, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Even if I don't have anyone else to bounce ideas off of, I'm going to share this podcast. Other people are going to listen. I'm going to get some feedback. And I'm not doing this because I'm looking for views or I'm looking for likes or shares. I'm doing this podcast because, number one, I like to talk. I like to have conversations. I like to open up dialogue. I like to think. I am intelligent. I can say that with confidence. I am intelligent, and I know that I have something to say. I know that if I stay consistent with this, if I don't give in to fear and procrastination, I know that this can be a platform in which others can come on here and be able to say what they need to say. With confidence, with conviction, with intelligence, and most importantly, with love. I'm not here to hate on nobody. I'm not here to bash nobody. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to have opinions, and those opinions may be passionate at one time or another. However, you know, I'm not here to be malicious and mean and cruel and nasty towards anyone or any topic that I speak on. So that is why I have not been the most consistent when it comes to this podcast. It is something that I really want to do. I know that it's in me, just like me writing, it's in me. I just get fearful sometimes and I shrink back and I'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna blah, blah, blah. And then next thing I know, like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Procrastination is the absolute worst. It is the enemy. It is the enemy. It is the enemy. Procrastination is the enemy of success. It really is, because it will literally hold you hostage. I can say that. Like, I am a witness. I am a witness of procrastination. I will put off something until I absolutely cannot put it off anymore. You know, I will say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do A, B, and C. And then when it's time to do A, B, and C, I say, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. Or I'll do it later. Or I'll, you know what? It doesn't need to be done right now. That can wait. I can hold off. Procrastination is the enemy to success. And so, me coming back to this podcast, I have to come back with intention. Come back with intention and commitment and dedication and hard work. I have not been the best podcast host to you all. So I am here to make my commitment and say that I am going to do better and that I'm not going to let fear and procrastination prevent me from my purpose. And my purpose is for my voice to be out there in the world. I know that I was created for something greater than what I'm currently doing now. And not saying that what I'm doing now is like bad, like my life is not in shambles, but however, I know that I am not living up to my full potential. And it's nobody's fault, it's mine, because I get overwhelmed by life and I get overwhelmed by trials and obstacles and challenges, and I don't lean into them. And sometimes you have to lean into that uncomfortable place, because that is the only way that you're going to be able to grow. It is the only way that you are going to be able to level up, is you have to get uncomfortable. And sometimes, I know for me, I get in a place of contentment and comfortability, and I just stay there. It's almost like it lulls me to sleep, and I just stay there. Like, oh, this is too comfortable. I don't want to get out of this place. I don't want to move from this comfortable place, because then it's going to require me to change. Like, it's going to require me to think differently. It's going to require much more of me. And so being comfortable is not always your friend. It is not always your friend. A lot of times being comfortable is your enemy. Like, it is a detriment to your life, because when you're comfortable, then you don't change. It's like you come to a plateau. And when you're at a plateau, like, you just, it's like you level off, and you don't elevate, nor do you descend. You're just flat. And I don't want to be flat. Like, I want to continue to elevate, and I want to be able to help others elevate, and I want to be able to I want to continue learning and growing, and I want to be able to pass that on to the next generation, and to be able to be a blessing to others in the way that I know that people have been blessings to me in my life. And so I am back. I can't promise that I'm gonna record every day. However, I will be intentional in making sure that I record at least once a week. So you're gonna hear my voice at least once a week. And I'm gonna talk about everything. Everything. And I'm not gonna let the numbers, like, catch me up. I'm not gonna let it get to me, get in my headspace. You know, I'm not gonna let it worry me. It's not even my focus on how many people hear this, or how many times it gets shared, or who likes it, or who doesn't like it. If you don't like it, then say something. Say something. What do you want to talk about? Because we can talk about it. We can discuss it. It's many ways that you can join me on this platform. You can be a guest. You can leave me a voice message. It's many ways that we can come together if that's what you want to do. But I have declared that I'm going to do what I know is in me to do. And I am going to be determined not to let fear and procrastination stop me, hold me hostage, keep me in a bind. I'm not going to be in a bind, Nate. I'm not going to be in a bind. If you know where that reference is coming from. So, I'm not going to be here before you long. Right now, this was kind of like a little like reintroduction into me. If you don't know who I am Brandis. And I am awesome. And that's not to be conceited, not to toot my own horn or anything like that. Like, I am very much very humble. And I appreciate anyone, even if it's just one person. I appreciate the one person who may listen to this and who may go back and listen to my previous podcast episodes. Even if it's just one, I thank you. I made this for you. And that's how I want everyone to feel. I want you to feel like when you listen to me talk and speak on topics, and if it touches your heart, if it affects you, if it impacts you, I want you to feel like I made this for you, because I'm doing a disservice to my destiny and my purpose if I don't speak on the things that God has placed on my heart to speak on. And if I'm missing out on the opportunity to be impactful in someone's life. That's what I'm supposed to do. There's somebody out there who needs to hear my story or needs to hear what I think about this topic or what I think about that topic. Somebody out there who needs to hear me say that it's okay. It's okay if you're not perfect. It's okay if you fail. Because how can you ever find the win if you don't fail? If you didn't mess up. I'm not saying purposely go out there and screw up and mess up. However, I'm saying when you try something and it doesn't work, you got to keep trying. Because on the other side of that failure, on the other side of that try, there's a win. If there is a win to be had, it's there on the other side. And so that third time that you may try, that third time that you may get back up, that third time that you may do it again, there's a win on the other side of that. And that's for my life, that's where I want to get to. I want to get to the other side of the try, the other side of doing it one more time. Let me try this one more time. Let me be intentional one more time. Because there's a win. I feel it. I know it's there. It's a burden on me. It's a burden within me. If I'm not doing it, I do not feel that joy that I'm supposed to feel. It's like when you're not, and I feel like when you're not walking in your purpose, and you're not walking in your destiny, you're not walking in the thing that you are supposed to be doing in this earth, I feel that that's how fear and procrastination get you, because it kind of gets you in a depressive state. Not a depressive state like I'm sad and I'm crying all the time and boo-hoo and woe is me. Like, not that type of depression. It gets you in a depressive state like you cannot move forward. Like, you are literally stuck. You are at a standstill. And it becomes hard to break free from it. It's like in your mind, your mind is saying, hey, you need to move forward. But your body, it's like there's the communication, there's the connection is not there between your mind and your body doing. Like, you will do the things that you are supposed to do in order to, like, live. Like, you'll go to work because you gotta work so that you can pay bills. You gotta work so that you can buy groceries and you can cook and provide for your kids. Like, you'll work, but you're really not moving. Like, you're really not making progress. Like, not the type of progress that you see in your mind. Like, it's like your mind knows where you want to go, but your body is not there. Like, your body is not, your mind is not making your body do what it needs to do. So there's like a disconnect. Like, you are going through the motions, but you're really not moving. And sometimes when I ghost you guys, or when I disappear and I've taken time away from the podcast, like, a lot of times that's what's going on. It's like, I know what it is that I should be doing and what I want to do. However, I am stuck. I have found myself in a rut. And sometimes, or like in a ditch. And sometimes, like, ditches can be shallow. The shallow ditches, it can be very easy for you to maneuver your way out of those ditches and to get up and keep going. But some ditches are dug a little bit deep. And it is not always easy for you to get up out of that ditch and to keep going. Sometimes you need help getting back up. You need help getting out that ditch. You need somebody to throw you a rope, a lifeline. You need a lifesaver to get out of that ditch, because that it is dug so deep. It's almost like a grave. And if you're not careful, that is where you are headed. You're headed into a pit, into a well, into a deep ditch of despair and detriment. And it is very hard to climb out, especially when you don't have any tools with you. Like, if you have one of those tools where you throw it into the dirt and you pull yourself up on, like, and you can climb, like, that would be awesome. But a lot of times when we get in those ditches, we don't have that. Then we gotta call on somebody else. And if they are in the same place that we are, they can't help us because they don't have the tools either. So this is what it's about. And this is who I am. I am me. You're going to get me every time when I hop on here. It's going to be me every time. And I am learning to embrace me and love me every day. Every day. I don't always like me, but I am learning to love who I am. And this is a journey. So this journey is going to go through, you know, things I deal with personally, things I deal with my faith, and, you know, things I deal with in relationships and intimacy. Nothing explicit, but I'm not going to shy away from talking about topics because of what others may think. If you don't like what I'm talking about, you can exit left. You do not have to, you don't have to listen. You don't have to listen. You don't have to give your opinion. You don't have to say anything. You can just go to the next podcast. And voila. It's like magic. So, I am so delighted, so happy that I decided to come back. I am so happy that you will be here to listen to my thoughts. And like I said, you know, you can always comment. You can always hit me up. I'm at all social media. IG, Trinette Writes, Facebook, Arthur Brandis Trinette Fame. I am here with you all. So thank you so much for taking the time out to listen to me. Welcome back to our little corner, our little huddle. That's what it is. It's like a huddle. We huddle, we come in, we get a game plan, and we out. And we go do what we have to do to get to our purpose, our destiny. That's what I want to see. I want to see us win. Let me tell you something. If you don't know anything about me, the one thing you can know about me, I am everyone's cheerleader. I will cheer you on. I will be more excited for you than you are for yourself, because I want to see us win. It's a lot of us who have endured hardship for many, many years, and we deserve to win. We deserve to flourish and we just have to get out of our own way. We have to get out of our own way and get out of being afraid to be uncomfortable, being afraid of being controversial, being afraid of rubbing people the wrong way. Because honestly, when you're walking in your purpose and your destiny, you're going to offend people. Not on purpose, but you're going to offend people, because people reject anything that they don't understand. If they don't understand it, they immediately, the knee-jerk reaction is to reject it when you don't understand it. That's the reaction. Like, I don't understand that. I can't accept that. I can't get with that. Can you jiggy with this? Y'all know the rest. Like, you can't. So, I want to see us win. And can't let fear and procrastination and being uncomfortable or being stretching and growing and evolving is going to require some stripping away, some tearing away, some things falling off, so that you can see who you really are and stop letting everyone else tell you who you should be. Like, I trust me when I say I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just saying stuff because it sounds good. Like, I know what I'm talking about. I've lived this life. When you try to be everything for everybody, or you try to be the person that pleases everyone, or you try not to do things that's going to offend other people, or you want people to like you, so you shrink yourself in order to get approval. You want to be affirmed by others so badly that you don't be who you are, because who you really are offends people. People don't understand you. They don't understand why you move the way you move, why you do what you do, because they wouldn't do it. I wouldn't handle it like that. And it's like, you don't know who I am. You don't know who God has created me to be. And so, certain moves that I make, you're not going to understand it. But it's not always for anyone to understand. And it's definitely not your job to always explain. See, that's the thing with us as people. Like we always feel we have to explain yourself, explain yourself, explain yourself. No. Like, I'm not a child. We ask children for explanations. But when it gets to a point where I'm accountable for my own actions, I don't owe you an explanation for anything. If I give you an explanation, it's because I want you to have information. I need to give you context. I am doing you a favor by giving you a clear picture, clarity. So then that way, there's no questions later. Like, you can't come to me and say later, I didn't know. It's like, no, I made sure that I put all the evidence on the table so you wouldn't have any questions. I made sure that I explained to you for context so there wouldn't be any confusion. But I'm not obligated. So, I'm smiling. If you can see, I'm smiling from ear to ear right now because I am so excited to come back to the podcast world. It is my desire that this will reach and have an impact, because I'm just going to be myself, and I pray that you enjoy this journey with me and that you let me know if something I said helped you. And if there's anything that you are dealing with, you know, when you hear this podcast, if there's anything that you're dealing with and you need prayer, or you need someone to talk to or to vent to, please, you know, reach out. And you don't have to necessarily reach out to me. Reach out to someone that you trust, that you know They aren't gonna go out and put your business out in the street. You know, someone that is going to protect you, protect what you have to share. And then they're going to give you honest feedback, truthful feedback, truthful, wise advice. It doesn't have to be me. Whoever whomever that person might be to you, whether it's a best friend or it's your spouse or it's a loved one or if it's your pastor or if it's your elder or if it's the deacon, if it's the first lady, if whomever it might be that you know they're going to be a protector of what you tell them, of the information that you tell them, and then they are going to make it their intention to give you help, whether that's help from them personally or help with getting you resources, whatever the need is. I pray that the need is met every time you hear this podcast. So I will be back this week just to come back and let you all know what days, like just to give you more clarity on when you can expect this podcast to come on and how often I will be getting on here and just pouring into everyone who listens, myself. And we are going to talk about, we're going to talk about it. We are going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let us reason together. So I love you all. Thank you so much for taking the time out to come and listen to this podcast. I pray that you will share it and that you will be back again for the next time that we meet between a rock and a scar place. Bye.